I suppose we all work to help people up and down the country. But I'd like to thank the Senator for raising this matter, and I would like to assure him that I'm aware of the damage caused in flooding in Killybegs on the night of the 23rd and into the morning of the 24th of November last. I understand that at the peak of the flood waters rose to around 1.2 metres and flooded 16 houses and 9 businesses. Following on from the serious event, the OPW met with Donegal County Council to review the potential flood measures. Donegal County Council and OPW have worked together preparing a list of potential flood relief measures and have agreed a pilot scheme to roll out to deploy and a pilot that will be 100% funded by the OPW. The pilot is being delivered by Donegal County Council that is tasked with the scoping and managing contract of the specialist consultants and contractors who will complete the flood relief works. The pilot will characterise the magnitude of the flooding in 24 against the historic flooding in 27 and in 2012. Proposed measures will be modelled and assessed, and their benefits crucially to ensure that there is no increased flood risk elsewhere. At the end of the proposed works will aid in the understanding of the delivery of the main flood relief scheme for Killybegs, whilst on the flood risk management plan for the county. Advanced works implemented through the pilot scheme will not provide the same standard of protection as the main scheme, but will help to reduce the impact, particularly during the long magnitude floods. The first phase of this work is now underway, and Donegal County Council will be given approval to undertake channel clearance and drainage works and undertake and the assessment of the drainage network, together with supply of insulation of non-return valves on the council-owned roads drainage system. Donegal County Council has also been approved to engage consultants to undertake the hydrological review of the Seafram Daha, updating it to include the November 24 event as well as the 2017 event, if possible, such that 2024 and 2017 return periods are estimated at design flow, updating the original accordingly as necessary. This potential could include the review of the existing topographical section with recommended on the new survey of data required. The Council is to review the prioritised long list of potential measures that could be achieved in the short term and a minimum base informed part of the consistent required to each measure.
Minister, and I know you're, I think you were in Bridge Street before when this happened, and I know you're very well aware of it. I just would wish that somebody from Donegal County Council or the department would liaise with the group that's there in Bridge Street and Killybegs. I mean, we had none of this information until you came in here this morning. And the people living down there, all they want is a bit of information to see that something's going to be done, when it's going to start and when it's going to finish. So I do thank you for coming in this morning, Minister, and giving us this. And hopefully now that we can get going on it and get this sorted once and for all. It can never happen again. As you said, 1.2 metres. And, I mean, people's livelihoods, their everything they had in their house is gone. But I think we really need the humanitarian fund. It really needs to be kicked in here. This is 5 months on. You know, and I know that you're a man that gets things done. I would ask you to try and get that sorted out as quick as you could, because people need to have a standard of living in their house, and they're waiting for money to come. And being honest, it needs to be sorted. Thank you. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you again, Minister, or Deputy, or Senator. I fully understand. No one knows more about flooding than myself. I've seen it not just in Athlone, but all over the country. And I have been engaged with my officials. And as regards the humanitarian fund, I will seek to see where that's at and try and get to those people. But I can assure you that my officials are working closely with me and the council. And I have been invited up to that particular area again very, very shortly. But I'm a person that when I go up, I want to have something to say. I don't want to go up and be long-winded. I want to make sure that the people that are woke up that morning, that they have the fire brigades, they have the very necessary people around them and the worry and the fear that they have. I want to ease that fear, and I want to assure them that I, as Minister, will be behind them and help them as best I can. But, as I said, I'll work with the local authority, and we have changes coming, and I hope in the no distant future we'll have something good to say.